Welcome to yet another edition of Working Together on Radio Miraya. This is a weekly program that looks at the work of UN agencies, international and non-governmental organizations, including humanitarian actors in South Sudan, how they collaborate with the local people in providing services to the communities. The program helps us to share issues that are affecting the communities and provide solutions to those issues. As always, don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Radio Miraya, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Radio Miraya. I am Regina Gorle. Welcome back, and today we are discussing the activities of Organization for Nonviolence and Development. This is a non-governmental organization operating in South Sudan in areas of non-violence and peace, governance, civic education, protection, and GVV, and many others. The Organization for the Nonviolence and Development is embarking on a public awareness on issues of governance and training the civil population on electoral processes, which includes pre-election elections and post-electoral process. And to highlight more on this, of course, we have our guest who is going to take us through this topic of discussion on electoral processes, what are needed and how is it supposed to be done. And in the studio, I'm joined by Moses Mande John, Executive Director for Organization for Nonviolence and Development. Gentlemen, you're very most welcome to Working Together program.
Thank you so much, Regina. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and thanks for coming. And in brief, if you could give us a little, in summary, the background of Organization for Nonviolence, when was it founded?
The Organization for Nonviolence and Development was founded in 1994 when the country was still fighting. By then, we were part of Sudan. It was funded by students, activists, mostly from University of Juba. So the Organization for Nonviolence and Development is nearly 30 years old. So that's how it focused. The focus actually is on nonviolence and promoting peaceful ideals for a democratic country.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if you could tell us also the vision and the mission of nonviolence.
The vision of ONAD is a non-violent, peaceful, and democratic country where every citizen have the potential to use non-violent tools in order to resolve, manage, or prevent violence. So that's the vision of the organization. We envision a country that people will be living in a safe, peaceful, and non-violent environment, and attached to that is the use of the democratic principles. And then the mission of the organization, ONAD works with the youth, women group, communities, and also faith-based groups, media, and other civil society actors in order to promote non-violence, good governance, and also gender equity, and work for a peaceful society. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So we are talking or discussing about educating civil population on electoral processes. If you could define for us these electoral processes, what should people know about these electoral processes?
Generally, electoral processes are classified in three phases. The first phase is referred to as pre-election phase. The second phase is actually the elections. And then the third phase is the post-elections. So now, for the case of South Sudan, we are in a pre-election period. And in pre-election periods, this is a period where the country looks into issues to do with reforms on electoral law, but also on how elections can be administered in order to meet universally acceptable standards for free, fair, and credible elections. So for our case, I think that's where we are right now. It's very difficult for us to talk about the post-election because normally the post-election is if we would have done any election before as a country, we would be actually looking at the past experience.
So that we can adjust from there.
Exactly. Yeah. And from there, we can draw lessons and then adjust from there. But for our case, we can say, I think we are in a pre-election period. Nevertheless, those of us who participated in the previous elections, we still have some crucial lessons that we can still draw from the previous election, where Southern Sudan was a region within Sudan.
And we didn't go through that process much.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So why do we need this pre-election, or people need to know about election even before the election time?
Elections are actually part and partial of how people engage in democratization processes. And therefore, citizens, civil society, electoral commission, and other election actors, they need to know about elections, regardless of whether elections are coming next year or even after 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
We really need to know. That's the importance of civic education. We need to know how do we engage in democratic processes so that we can participate effectively as people. And therefore, for our case, as the people of the Republic of South Sudan, is going to be a new experience. And even children born between 2000, the year 2000 today, they are going to vote. So there are those who did not vote last time in 2010 because they were younger. Today, they are already adults. It means it's going to be their first time. And there are those who were not even born in 2010, you know. Today, in 2010, perhaps those born in 2010, they are still 13 years. They might not vote, but still they need to know and begin to understand. So that when it is their time, they will be able to engage in this democratic process.
Also, maybe listeners are out there. How long such a process is supposed to begin before the real elections? Is there a frame time?
Generally, there is no frame time. But preferably for our case, like is because it's going to be the first time, it's recommendable that actually the civic education should start as early as actually this year onwards. Of course, there are a lot of questions of practicalities, whether it is practicable, realistic to hold elections by December next year. That's another story. I don't want to talk about it. But what is important is that it's very important that we educate our people to know about the electoral processes and how to participate in elections. And for South Sudan in particular, the level of illiteracy is very higher, as far as I know. So because the level of illiteracy is higher, we need to begin to imagine how will the elections look like, how many number of ballot papers they a voter is supposed to cast.
Exactly.
We are now hearing of like the members of political parties are actual political parties are even reaching 50 or even above 50. Now, what does that mean? It means in elections, we are likely to have more candidates from different political parties, you know, who are also competing in the same, in one position. That means we will have a very long actual ballot, ballot paper, and people need to know how do they identify symbols of their choice
so that they can.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that will take people, you know, I could remember during the separation.
Yes, the referendum time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the referendum people have been going through. Though, at least that one, as you said, it was only two things. You're either choosing the other side.
Exactly.
Or the other.
Yeah.
But this one, as you said, we are voting our leaders. It will be many ballots, maybe for who. And you are supposed to vote and drop to a right place, right?
Yes.
And also choose wisely.
Yeah, for executive positions as well as for legislative positions. So it's going to be very many.
Yes. So we are talking about the population is big, but who are those mostly group that should be targeted? And then after they understand all this, they can take the information to other people.
In principle, all people are supposed to be enlightened about electoral processes. In particular, the people at the grassroots and in the various villages of South Sudan, some of which even I doubt maybe whether they have good roads. So everyone should be reached with that message, because it's their right. They need to be informed about this important process so that they can participate effectively. So communities in the rural settings, we need to actually train trainers and civic educators so that they can begin to even translate some of these civic education materials based on the electoral laws.
Maybe in the local languages.
In the local languages, use also like posters or even fine arts in order to illustrate and explain.
People to understand.
Exactly, to make things very easy for people to understand and participate in the process.
Mm. So you have already said it's everyone.
Everyone is supposed to be enlightened, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in this process, as per your organization, have you started it, and are there people who are already benefited from this, or you are yet to start these enlightenments?
We have started actually with group of civil society partners, they also colleagues from the media, basically to look into the, first of all, to provide inputs to the election law.
Mm.
That's the South Sudan Election Act, which was actually amended in 2023. So the previous act, we gave a lot of time in order to provide inputs to make sure that the electoral law is comprehensive. And so we provided inputs on that. We also provided inputs on Political Parties Act, as well as on Constitution Making Act.
Mm.
Because these three legal instruments and the three different processes, they are actually supposed to work together. You know, these
the
three.
The other one is supposed not to lag behind.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. These three actually are supposed to work together. And therefore, we started by actually understanding that law. And even before that, we did a kind of research to look into the constitutions of the neighboring countries, particularly constitution of Kenya, of Ghana, South Africa, Tanzania, and few other countries. And also, of course, we looked into our own constitution in order
so
to better understand.
Yeah, understand
exactly, and see where some of the gaps are. So
there was a chance to add or remove or...
Exactly, yeah, that's what we did.
Okay.
Yeah, now that the National Election Act amended in 2023 is out, and the National Constitution National Election Commission has just been reconstituted. Actually, with having that law, the civic education material can be developed, because the civic education material should be based on the electoral law, you know.
And in short messages picked from it. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. So that we know what is the role of the National Election Commission, what is the role of a citizen, what are the roles of the civil society, the media, and even the government. What is the role of the government, and what are issues of election even crimes, because they are electoral related offenses which our people need to know and understand right from now.
And who is to start, like, to bring up those messages? Is it supposed to be the government to start up something that now we have started developing this message so that they can go to civil society and other organizations?
In principle, the National Election Commission is supposed to develop some of these materials. But of course, like the Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and of course, we in the civil society and other partners, actually we can develop those civic education materials with reference on the National Election Act as amended in 2023. That's the main reference for all of us, whether we are government or civil society or other actors.
But there should be an information that maybe we can start up this process and start this messaging, because I don't think that somebody will just come from there and start it.
Yes. As civil society, we have actually, we had conversations, and we had colleagues who have offered actually to develop materials. And we normally we will, of course, have to compare notes with the relevant election related institutions like NEC and others, and so that plan is there. Well, what we need to do now is actually to engage on the actual work, so that at the end of the tunnel we are able to produce a civic education material. And even if we have one standard civic education material, we will still need to go further in order to simplify the material. You know, not everybody reads English, you know. So the question of simplification, the question of translation of those materials are pertinent issues that we need to deal with, including developing this material for people who only can use sign language, for example, okay. And others.
Okay, thank you so much. And just before we go for a break, if you do follow up with the people who have gained this knowledge, so that they keep the momentum, so that when the time comes, they go ahead and do their job.
Yes, these days I think the question of elections is being like everybody's business. People talk about it. And therefore, for us in the civil society and in ONAD in particular, we have plans, and we have actually rolled out some activities in order to begin to educate people. For us, actually, the major focus was on actually how to develop how to provide inputs to the act itself, and now how can we create awareness about the act, because people really need to know what are the provisions
exactly.
of this
we can't
election.
Go to other things ahead before they understand this one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, and we go for a break, and when we come back, listener, you can be able to ask my guest here in the studio about the electoral processes, how they are doing, and trying to educate the civil population. I'm Regina Gorley.
See how she move it. Yeah, she move it. DJ Sen. I'm Mr. Norris. DLG. Kala Sanali Goma Ramin Bana Sande. Ana Diri Juzu. Mama Anali Goma Ramin Bana Sande. Bana Sande Ilwi. Baba Anali Goma Ramin Bana Sande. American girl, Tara Wende Junubia, Zandawea, Yapani Yapani, I know Gisinto, Ilamake, I know Gisinto, Gisinto Zeta Kawaja, Charto Zeta Brazilian, Dorianto Zeta Malaika, Sikide, 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 Ma, Sikide, can wear it later. Yaltai Bijo Kunze Shakira, hey, Rihanna. Goma Ramin Bana Zande Bana Diri Juzu Mama Anali Goma Ramin Bana Zande Bana Zande Ilwi Baba Anali Goma Ramin Bana Zande Ana Mami Sibu Kala Sanali Goma Ramin Bana Zande Minia Zande Tayo Minia Zande Mabirudu Masake Daiman Mabirudu Wataku Bina Zande Mabirudu Wasaka Daiman Mabiyamul Nadafa Binia De Makasila Binia de ta soko, binia de mata goviras, binia de ta soko, girl, do me good, I like the way you do me good, girl, touch me well, me like the way you touch me well, girl, hold me tight, girl, hold me tight. Your mama and your papa, your uncle, your auntie, yeah, yeah, yeah. Alimana Rutani, Rutanta Kunde, baby. Alimana Rutani, Rutanta Kinpai, baby. Modila na gajao, bana ju gajao, minada gajao. Anali Goma Ramin Bana Zande Bana Zande Ilwi
Welcome back, listener, and that is Working Together. We are tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gorle, and in the studio I have my guest who is taking us through this discussion. In the studio I have Moses Mande John, Executive Director for Organization for Nonviolence and Development, and we are looking at the trainings that they are carrying on. And this training is focusing the public, you who is listening to us there, you are the public and also other group of civil society and other key people on electoral processes. We need to know how the electoral processes goes and what are needed before the real actual election. And he's here with us in the studio. And listener, if you have any question you would want to ask, you can ask on 092-968-6297 and 091-206-2950. The other line is 091-206-2079. You can ask your question. But before, I don't see someone online, so I can get back to Monday. What could be some of the challenges as you get to the communities trying to create awareness? Because usually, and many organizations talk of constraint of funds.
Well, yes. Some of the potential challenges that, civic education on electoral process are likely to face is, of course, the people will be asking some of the difficult questions that we don't even have answers for them. For example, the question of timing. Is it realistic that elections can take place by December 2024? I don't think we have a question for that. I mean, we have the answer for that. But that's what the roadmap and the RAXIS says. Because the RAXIS, by this time, elections would have taken place. But because it was not possible, there was an extension, through the roadmap to the implementation of RAXIS. And based on the roadmap, it is clearly stipulated that elections are to take place 60 days before the end of transitional period. And that 60 days actually starts around December 22nd. So roughly, we expect actually to go to the poll around Christmas time next year. So this is just one challenge. Other challenges are what about other provisions of RAXIS which are yet to be implemented? There is so many
important. Can we go to election without them?
Exactly. Can we go for elections without having implemented those important provisions? That's again another question. There are also questions about census, for example. Can we go for elections without census? These are all questions. And also the questions of some of the areas might likely be reachable because of issues of safety and insecurity and others. So what happens to people living in those areas?
And even sensitization may not have reached.
Exactly.
Leave alone election itself.
Exactly, yes. The questions of civic space and the political space needed so that the people can freely talk and the members of political parties, of different political parties, will be able to engage in the electoral process. So all these are issues that actually as election stakeholders we have to bear in mind. To note that, of course, elections, they have universal standards. That's what they call it, principles for universal, free, fair, and credible elections. One of those principles is what the civic and political space must be there for all citizens and political parties to do their work. Two is also the question of safety that I have spoken about. Safety is very important. People cannot vote when guns are being carried all over. People should really feel safe in order to express themselves. Questions of also civic and voter education is very important. People need to be educated before elections so that they can make good choices and so forth.
Let me try and pick a caller. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello.
Regina Gorle.
Welcome.
Regina Gorle.
Itake.
Ana Quiz. Manut George Manuel.
Manut Fadal. Ita follow Anna for discussion. Aiza Mantoin.
Discussion wana sami tu shwa kida uko tay. Lino gara betal English getir.
Okay, alita fahim de ita bag da sa'asa da su'al taki.
Ah, so wala na sun da sit izo ulun ko an kalam election. Taban kalam election ne election taban anina ba arfin election zaman bidan mata jinu. Bidan ma o election as alinga da zaman ni maga da na. Election ne anina shaf عارفين لكشن القديم كل جيل لكشن الجديد كان في لكشن ده يا موت تعبان وهل الخدمات لهم شنو زي في موت ناس تانين ما جالي ناس بلا في دين بتوم في جنوبين تانين قاعدين على ربعين وكان ما في ناس بعيدين من جنوبين تانين في تانين في يوغندا تانين في وين وتانين يوبيجيس وكيف يعني جنوبين يرجعوا دوائد نمرة اثنين بتاعه في جنوبين يعني قاعدين في مهلات ناس نون جانمان وشنو وانين نقول انتقابات وفي الناس وقعان بتاعي في مهلات في عملاجات بطال زي ما كان زول لما نمشي قدام بعاجة كويس للجنوبي لجنان في الجنوبين يعني في الناس بدر باي تاجر وارا زول كيف يعني الناس باي تاجر وارا الناس كيف يمشي لهم رسالة لهم
شكرا
كيف يعني الناس ربا دوم كيف يعني الناس وروم يعني ما داري مشاكل داري سلام
شكرا thank you so much Father
thank you شكرا كتير منوت جوج من واو سوال بتاك كان في محلو انا ذات انجليزي بتاك تابان عربي تابان لكن انا بحاول انا اساسا قريت بعربي لكن في نقاش انا فلكسيبل انا بقدر يوز بوث انجلش اند عربيك ذاتس فاين وذ مي سو بالنسبه للسؤال بتاعك انه مثلا الكشن بيحصل كيف ومواطن تعبان قدمات تعبان وفي ناس عندهم مصلحه في الدينهم وكيف مثلا لاجئين برجعهم ده كله اوف كورس في محله عشان الانتخابات يكون كويس يعني لازم يعني اللاجئين يرجعوا لكن طبعا عارفين اللاجئين الرجوع بتاعهم دائما بيقولوا شنو الرجوع التطوعي وده مهم خالص يعني حتى الجهات مثلا زي RRC وما نندو responsibility وحتى other partners كان national or international وما نندو responsibility عشان بيساعد في انه يرجعوا اللاجئين يجي راجعين في بلدهم لكن من الناحية العملية انا عارفين طبعا عشان اللاجئ يجي راجع ورا Yejiraje, yani we have to create a conducive environment for them to come back because they are coming back voluntarily. Now the question is, have we succeeded in creating a conducive environment for the refugees to return, to voluntarily return back home? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. So creating conducive environment includes actually the question of safety. Yani anas lazim yahisu inu mungkin yumshi suku yumshi madrasa
au
you know yumshi ezra arf nufsu yani aman bitao shinu mustatab ma bikon fi khof al question bita masalan al asliha fi yedin nas ana semit gabil fitra inu kan fi mustawadda bita disarmament and demobilization act something like that nas council of ministers umman nakashu ihtimal kibir hayumshi lel barlaman يعني القانون ده لو طلع يعني مثلا بيكون في مثلا ديسامامين بطريقة كويس عشان مثلا الناس يقدر يركزوا في شنو في عملية بتاع انتقابات question بتاع unknown gunmen ده مسؤولية of course في أي country في أي دولة مسؤولية بتاع الأمن ده مسؤولية حكومة إنا في civil society we can do very little بتاعنا بس إنو نقول يا جماعة إنو ناس مثلا الكوميونيتيز المواطنين يتعاونوا بجهات المختصة عشان يكون في شنوس سيفتي بالنسبة لهم لكن مسؤولية بتاع الأمن جنرال ده مسؤولية في يد بتاع الحكومة فحكومة طبعا زي ما هنا قاعدين نسمع في إعلام هم بكلم على الانتخابات يعني هم بكلم على الانتخابات بمعنى شنو أنا متأكد هم بكون شغالين كمان عشان يقدر شنو يحسنوا الوضع الأمني في البلد بالنسبة للخدمات services is very tricky because do we really need to provide services to the people before elections ana biguli no elections jai bi furas bi opportunities ketir ana khaif nasal siyasin masalan asiyasin bikun gadin hasal nufusum tape ana bamshi fi village bitai au fi village bitai kef izakana na magadamta kidma lana zaman kan fi CDF mush kan fi grus bodile
tabrafi
constituency bitaka shen tibni medersa tibni health center wala muki tesala sika. So now this is the challenge for politicians, those who really wanted to be reelected. It is up to you now to make yourself that you are able to deliver services. Okay, so issues with the service delivery is a challenge, and this challenge need to be addressed so that people can go for elections in a situation where the children can go to school and we can also have affordable health services.
Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello. Salam, marhaba.
Tamam, ita kif?
Ma ba tala hafla ma'akum Bashir Ibrahim Siendio.
Bashir, welcome.
Ayde, shukran katil le barram tum jibt shukran al zaman bita التعليل ده أكثر ناس بتانا اللي بيصيدوا أهانا كان نتكلم في الموضوع بتاع إلكسون وعندنا شعسين وناس لسه قاعدين في الحبال عمر كمان لسه بقول إنها تقادي إلكسون فايش بعمله ولا هم اللي بتالا خلي يعمل إلكسون ده سؤال تلا الناس اللي قاعدين في الاستوديو
اللي في استوديو ده ناس تا سيفل سوسايتي يلا مون جيبا دامولو awareness كلام تا process تا election قالك دي ناس عارفوا ومون كان كمان they were going through you know electoral act مون جيرو على communities مون بي add information فوقو so في information تانين or سؤال تانين ما بيكون تو لكن كان تا بقدر ونس في كلام تا training كيب مون بي train ناس سنجدار في كلام تا election إتا بقدر أسادو
Okay, ma dai ya kalamo jibel sana jibel an English ke tile ya gele gbadin na kuma ban maran kuma ya
ma fi muskila o bas ma arabi asa da ma arabi taki zatin
kana ma yi muke insha Allah kana nasu ma koyi barun ma mi da gele kin telefon
shukran kala shukran yes let me pick another caller hello radio mira hello yes
ah ma botrus mi rombet
botrus marhab
aywa او اصلا نازل بيتكلم عن انتخابات بيعملوا ناس مرتاحين لكن ناس تعبانين ناس في ناس ما اللي اصلا ما صرف مرتبات بتاعهم هم بو فكره كم شنو في اللي ترى
اوكي جروب اللي اصلا ده بونس ده دي سيفل سوسايتي ومن قالوا من بعد عملوا من بعد عملوا ترينينجز
هم بنوروا ناس لكن المفروض هم يوصلوا يقول الشعب اول حاجه يكون مرتاح لما الشعب يكون مرتاح بعد نفسيات بكون كويس في الانتخابات ممكن يصوت لكن شاب تعبان هو يعني هو بيصوت كيف شاب ما لاقي امكانيات بتاعه
اوكي يلا ايتا عندي سؤال للناس اللي عندي امكانيات في تاك ده ايتا خاندر راسا دومون غاس نومون باس ما ايتا
انا زنا ده نسالهم زمان لما كنا في غرطوم في الانتخابات يعني كان بيعمل اقصائية بيعمل اقصائية ولا حاجة بعد نزل بيجي صوته في المراكز بنوروا ناس لكن ناس في جنوب السودان طبعا ناس تعبانين الشعب ذات ما بيعرف وقوه ذات
لكن موسى تجيني أسمى في إيريا تاكي أو محل تفوقوا ناس قنس كلام انتهابان موسى
هاي ناس يتكلموا لكن ناس تعبانين الوضع صعب وضع ما تمام لكن ممكن شعبك بعدها كامل انتخابات
اوكي
بكون كويس
شكرا بوترس Welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. Ana kalam in sharp taban da amkin jibel inade manut me rumbe kelam fiu wa hasa kaman
de kamanun
in semina botrus me rumbe wa manut min wow it kelam an kalam da
plus is it salaris mutakhabadi
al huwa masala bitaino sharp taban ul mehia
okay
بالنسبه لمهيه طبعا انا ما بقدر جوي بلانو دما دور بتاعي لكن الناس المسؤولين في وزاره ماليه ممكن هم بقدر بجوب في مساله بتاع مهيه بمساله بتاينو مثلا شاب تعبان كيف يسوته ده طبعا تحديات يعني تحديات وده اول انتخابات هنا ماشي نعمله فانت عندك فرصه بتنتخبات عشان تختار شنو تختار الممثلين بتاعك خلاص يتلو جان ولا ما جان انا بيقول لي ده سؤال مفروض تسال نفسك هل انا ممكن اشارك في الكلام ده ولا لا خلاص سو احنا كمواطنين احنا كمان نكون لنا دور بتاع مسؤوليه لانه كلام تاب ده من زمان حتى ليبريشن ستراجل ورا هناك ناس كان فالن ناس جاسفوا يعني ناس جاسفوا كتير سو انا بيقول لي يس احنا يعني بجد النظر عن مثلا الصعوبات اللي قاعدين نواجه فيه. الحاجة المهم إحنا نشوف إنه الظروف المناسب للانتخابات ده يخلقوا إيش الناس يقدر شنو يقدر يشارك في الانتخابات.
كده أنا نسيل last call كده أنا كان في منينك. Hello Radio Mira. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm Mark from Bentium.
Mark, welcome.
Yeah. So my question to the guest.
Yes.
Now you're speaking people about how to vote in upcoming election 2024.
Yeah, he's talking about the processes that leads to that election.
Yeah, the process. I've been following up the program. Yeah, been talking all this. How will people conduct this election and get there's no census in the country?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You got him right?
Yes, I got him. Yeah.
You can answer him and then your final remark.
Okay. دل تحديات الآن جبل اتكلمت أنا قلت civic education on elections also learn you تحديات الآن الناس بيكونوا in so many questions and some of those questions we don't even have answers low يعني من دون low ذات إجابات زي سؤال بتناس سؤال قال شاب تعبان كيف يمشي في انتخابات سؤال زي أنا كمان دي أنا بجواب قال شنو يعني ده challenge نمر اتنين سؤال عن مثلا الإحصاء أجل أنا بعرف إحصاء طبعا عشان يكون في standard إحصاء يعني فترة بتاعه عايز أقل حاجة سنتين لأن إحصاء is a process يعني وكمان إحصاء ده هو مكلف طبعا دير شنو دير جروش دير مانهين يعني donors should also مثلا give support عشان بقدر شنو يعملوا في الفترة الحسنة قاعدين فوق ودينا عارفين internet يعني دوليا في تحديات كتير بالذات مثلا بعد COVID-19 إنا شفنا ياهو مشكلة حرب أسا في أوكرانيا وروسيا وإنا سمينا ياهو حرب برد ناس قاعدين يضاربوا في فلسطين وفي إسرائيل أول يعني كل الحروبات القاعدة يحصل برا ده عنده تأثير بشنو بالدول المانحة دول القاعدين يدي شنو support لسيفي سوسايتي groups and others فده كل تحديات مثلا ممكن ما بقدر بسايد عشان كده إحنا بشوف حل في طريقة تاني على إحنا بنقدر نعمل انتخابات مثلا يعملوا يعني إحصاء إداري نعمل تسجيل للفوتر ريجستريشن وحاجب زي ده so these are some of the options we can explore so في النهاية for me to summarize أنا really داري قولينو يعني ده كان فرصة كويس إش نتكلم عن electoral processes و civic education ده مهم خالص يعني ما بنتهي بيوم ده أمكن في أيامات الجاي لسه هنا بكون عندنا نقاش عشان نقدر نعلم شعب بتاعتنا فنتمنى إنه الناس أهم حاجة let us get awareness some of our questions leaders بتاعتنا ده ممرضنا قريبنا القوم we pose those questions to them and they will be able to answer otherwise إحنا في civil society we are happy to create awareness so that people know how to participate in electoral processes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mande. And Moses Mande John is the Executive Director for Organization for Nonviolence and Development. We were talking about their organization carrying out civic education on electoral processes. And we'll bring him back here to explain more as you people were trying to call and ask your questions. And listener to tune to our news summary at exactly 3. Both Arabic and English, and thereafter you join Drive Time. I am Regina Gorley.